brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, March 3rd, 2014. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex, and I have Anthony Gucciardi in studio with me. We've been talking about the amazing revelations of the FDA wanting to monitor social media chatter so they can more effectively propagandize you. And we've also talked about the FDA spying on whistleblowers, pointing out dangerous devices. So what does the FDA do? Well, they do things like record everything that they're doing on the internet, taking pictures of them with their computer, then using that to destroy the person's character. And we've got coming up in the next segment, Kathleen Willey, someone who blew the whistle on Bill Clinton's sexual misconduct. Same things happened to her. They went after her as well as all the other women who made allegations, tried to destroy them. And she's going to be talking about that. She's very concerned about that as we see Hillary Clinton, apparently the front runner for the Democrats in 2016. But getting back to the FDA, we were just talking about garlic and the efficacy and the safety of that. It doesn't come with a long flyer talking about all these amazing side effects. Maybe if they had a flyer, the only side effect I can think of with garlic might be a possible bad breath or something. That's easily corrected. It's not dangerous.
Average of side effects for pharmaceutical drugs is about 70. It can go up to about 500.
Wow.
Now, the thing is, I'm not against entirely Western medicine. I mean, it has its powerful implications. If you go and get in a car accident, you don't want to go to India and have someone, you know, administer tinctures to you. Mm-hmm. You want someone to immediately give you surgery. Mm-hmm. So there's many, many benefits. And I have MD friends. In fact, I was just speaking to one yesterday or a couple days ago. And he was telling me, you know, we're so pressured to give antibiotics to everyone that comes in the door with a cold, which is a virus, or a flu from a virus. Mm-hmm. The antibiotics obviously don't do anything against the viruses. But he was saying we're told from the higher-ups in the medical establishment to just give them antibiotics so they feel better mentally and they feel like we've done something. He said some people, in fact, will insist for antibiotics when they know they have a cold or they'll leave.
Yeah.
It's total chaos. And he was telling me, one of the things he likes to do is take elderberry. But when he tells people that, they think it's quack science. This is a guy with an MD that studied this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a guy that really knows what he's talking about in many ways, looking at this, saying, hey, you know, I was checking out Natural Society. I was checking out InfoWars, all the stuff. He's a huge fan, saying, you know, vitamin C seems like really to be the answer. And it's funny because we're not even pushing garlic. I just was reading one study where garlic trumps antibiotics. I mean, we could talk for 6 hours about anything. We could talk about turmeric, iodine, garlic, any of it. All of it's great. All of this is magnificent in many ways. It's killing cancer cells, destroying viruses. It's all there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It just happens to be garlic. And one of the radio producers was telling me this awesome story about how he took garlic for a serious tooth infection. In fact, if he wants to get on the mic, he could share that with everyone.
Chris? Yeah, absolutely. CJ here. I'd actually taken garlic for a bad toothache that was related to a root infection. Because I'd read about the Army using garlic as a antibiotic substitute in the field when penicillin wasn't available. And I'd take a couple cloves a day. Within about 3 days, the swelling went down, pain went away, and the only side effect was garlic breath.
Wow.
Exactly.
Well, you know, we're going to be on our own because they have announced quite publicly and repeatedly, especially last fall, that they're no longer going to do any more antibiotic research. They've put out these antibiotics. They've given them so broadly, giving them to cattle, to the animals in the food chain, that now there's a large immunity to the existing antibiotics, and they are radically cutting down the supply. I know my wife had to get had a prescription that she wanted to get renewed for antibiotics, and the price had skyrocketed. It was what had been about a $5 prescription was now $200 or $300.
Oh yeah,
and you couldn't even get it, even if we wanted to pay that kind of money, you couldn't get it because it was a generic. They were cutting it back. Just amazing.
Instead of fixing it and looking into garlic, looking into all of this, looking into real things that kill the bad bacteria, they're going to instead just push executive orders to do more antibiotics, more wide-spectrum antibiotics that push superbugs and all of it. It's total chaos, but we are winning. We can achieve this. Push the information out.
Thank you. Anthony Gucciardi, thank you for the information. Very important information. We're going to be right back with Kathleen Willey, and she's going to tell us about the personal attacks about what she thinks is a war on women.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and as I announced in the last segment, we were going to be joined by Kathleen Willey. It turns out that there are some technical difficulties on her end of the line, so we're very anxious to talk to her. We want to have her later on. We'd like to schedule her for another day. What she was experiencing is exactly what we've been talking about. I was just talking to Anthony Gucciardi about the FDA and how they went after whistleblowers. What's their method of attack? Will they go after them personally? That's exactly what Kathleen Willey experienced. It's what other women experienced when they went after Bill Clinton, charging him with sexual misconduct. As she pointed out in other reviews, she said that when this happened to me, when they came after her personally, I called feminists and I couldn't find one person who called me back. They never supported me. That's the way they always work. And that's why it is so dangerous now in the 21st century, when they have this capability of listening and watching everything we do. They can blackmail people. They can even make things up about people because, of course, it's the government and the government's media coming out there, and people are inclined to believe that the government knows everything because, of course, they're watching everything. So if the government says that you did X, they believe it. Just as I said in the last hour, many people are inclined to believe that the government has video footage of the Sarnia brothers setting down the backpacks of the Boston bombing, even though they have declined to show them setting down those backpacks. I'm going to be taking your calls. We're going to go over some more news here. Here's the number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We've been talking about the FDA. We've been talking about how the government attacks whistleblowers. We've been talking about what's going on in the Ukraine, the possibility of a third world war. There's a lot going on right now, so weigh in. Give us your feeling on that, especially if you're calling from the Ukraine. It's a very complex situation. I understand the corruption, the oppression, the tyranny of the Ukrainian people have experienced for decades. We talked last week to someone from the Ukraine Gun Owners Association, and he warned us that if we allow them to take the guns here, we will end up like the Ukraine. They have suffered from oppression. They've suffered from corruption. But as we pointed out when I was talking to Paul Joseph Watson, we now see many of the same oligarchs that prospered under the corrupt Yanukovych regime being put back in with the new Ukrainian government. It's kind of like meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Now, one of the stories that's been breaking over the last few days, we really haven't talked about that much because we don't talk that much about Bitcoin. Alex has pointed out that he thought that it wasn't flying anywhere. We talked about how risky it was, and now that is coming to fruition. You know, it was over the price of gold at one point per ounce. Now it's fallen to less than half of that. And we see the largest Bitcoin exchange has now gone belly up and lost almost $500 million worth of Bitcoins. $470 million worth of virtual currency has just vanished. It's gone. They don't know where it is. 750,000 coins that belong to customers, 100,000 coins that supposedly belong to Mt. Gox. And this is what the guy said. There were some weaknesses in the system, and the Bitcoins have disappeared. I apologize for causing trouble. Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work because, you know, some of these Bitcoins, I would imagine, belong to drug dealers like we saw at Silk Coin. Some of this money is belonging to people who are involved in illegal activity. They might want to have words with the fellow who said that. I don't know really how that's going to wash. The amazing thing about it is that this represents nearly 7% of all the Bitcoins in circulation. This is huge. There was a lot of concern from a lot of people. I was concerned. Personally, I looked at it and I thought, well, I would love to see a cryptocurrency. And there are other cryptocurrencies that are out there that are trying to get a start. But I was very concerned about how do I get in and out of this safely? You have to go through one of these exchanges like Mt. Gox. And the small exchanges were going out of business at a fairly regular rate. The big exchanges like Mt. Gox were under attack, and apparently, if you believe their narrative, that's what happened. They were under attack. They were there were some things that they were not able to handle. They lost a lot of money. They shut down temporarily, saying they were going to try to fix the attacks, and then they have just now declared bankruptcy, and looks like they may not be coming back. So that's a huge, huge problem for Bitcoin. And, of course, there's always the issue with a currency like that, if the government can manipulate the price, if traders can manipulate the price of gold, don't you think they can manipulate something like Bitcoin that's got such a small market capitalization? It'd be very easy just for an individual to do it. Look at George Soros. That's how he made his money, was by manipulating the Bank of England. He made a lot of money at the expense of the Bank of England, and it's very easy. Or look at the Bunker, was it the Hunt brothers with silver? They cornered the silver market temporarily. I mean, just a single billionaire can do a lot. What do you think a central bank can do if they perceive a cryptocurrency to not be in their interest? Do you think they might be able to manipulate the market value of that? They very well might be. Let's take a look at the calls here. We got John in Michigan. John? Hello, are you there?
Hey, David.
Hey, John. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was about Ukraine. I had called yesterday and I brought up a good point with Alex, but he didn't have enough time. Yesterday's show was quick, you know. I just wanted to mention that I was talking about how, geographically speaking, Ukraine is far inside Russia, and in this whole process of these Nazis basically taking over the country, Russia sees it as a threat. You know, they're going to cut off access from their Black Sea fleet and deny access to the Mediterranean. And at that point, I mean, many Western think tanks have acknowledged that they become indefensible. One has to take an event in the context that the U.S. has been putting the missile defense system in Poland and Romania, And they try to say it's meant for the Iranian missiles, but, you know, I mean, who knows what it's really meant for, you know. The Russians take it as a doctrine against them, like a first-strike doctrine, you know, to take out their second-strike capabilities of the Russian nuclear forces, you know. And yes. 2 years ago, there was that conference in Moscow where the Russian, I forgot his name, but he was the general chief of staff. He said the Poland and the Romania missile defense systems are first-strike efforts against Russia, and they will not allow them to be built. Like mm-hmm. stated that clearly. And
it's a real question, isn't it? When do defense preparations not really serve our best interests? When do they provoke counter-reactions from other people? When do they provoke instability from other people? When do they undermine our security? And certainly, I think at this point, when the American government is openly fomenting revolution in the Ukraine, in the Crimea, attacking Russia's vital strategic, military, economic interest there, that is a very dangerous, very provocative thing. I think it is very much akin to Russia trying to put missiles in Cuba. I think that's what's happening, and I think that's probably the way they view it. It's a very, very dangerous game that Victoria Nuland, the State Department, John Kerry, and Obama are playing right now.
It is. You know, you go back to 90 and 91 when the Soviet Union disintegrated, we may have had a chance for world peace, but you had the emergence of the neocons in the Bush administration. Bush Sr., you know, adopted the new American century doctrine, which is, I think the whole thing comes back to that, you know, where the idea to create the world empire based on special relationships between Great Britain and U.S. Like, if you didn't have that special relationship, you weren't going to be included, you know. Bush Sr., he kind of proceeded with regime change, you know. If you're not going to submit to the idea of world empire, they're going to change your regime. You can see it happened in Iraq, Libya, yeah. Syria. They wanted to do it in Iran. And it's just an encroachment on Russia and China and the eastward expansion of the EU and NATO's forces, which we see now, you know, happening in Ukraine, basically.
You're right. Thank you very much, John. I appreciate it. It's a very dangerous game they're playing. Like I said before, I know that there are people in the Ukraine. They want an honest government. They're tired of the corruption. They're tired of the puppets. But we also see that the American government is playing a very dangerous game of escalation. Let's go to Bob in Michigan. Bob, you wanted to talk about the Ukraine?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. This is pretty obvious. I just wanted to add to the other comments on this Ukraine situation. I just hope we have enough people left in the flag officer department that have their head on straight, and the rest of them, I think, are dealing in some kind of alternate reality of what they're doing. We really want cool heads to prevail, and I think the thing in Syria, I think that was the case. I just don't know how many people we have left at the top that can have the not just the cool heads, but the idea that we really don't want to stir this pot up. This has a potential of getting really ugly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a very dangerous game they're playing. Thank you. Let's go to Ronald in California. Ronald, you had a comment about the Ukraine?
Yes, hi. I just want to reiterate, people who may have been listening later, that you actually revealed you have documents saying the State Department and eBay's Pierre funded the Center UA in Ukraine. That's the exact organization they funded to get the revolutionaries stirred up.
Yes.
The Center UA, you said?
I believe that's what Paul said, yeah. I'm not sure the exact organization. I'll go with that, but yeah, go ahead.
And so I want to talk about the FDA also, but I want to finish on Ukraine. So I think this is a case like when Nixon, I don't know if you're old enough to remember Nixon.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Okay. When Nixon went mad and he was about to, let's just say Obama's going mad, mm-hmm. I think we need, as in Nixon's case, we need people like Senator Boxer and Senator McCaskill and Senator Gillibrand, because the women senators are supposedly strong nowadays. We need some liberal women Democrat senators to go to Obama and say, look, you are going mad, sir, and we are women Democratic liberal senators, and we can't have this militarism. That they have to literally go into his office and say, sir, you're going mad.
Yeah, you would hope that somebody in his party, whether it's male or female, would call him on the glaring contradictions between being a transparent candidate, between having the rule of law and the lawless, violent regime that the Obama administration has come to be. But unfortunately, there's this spectrum between the two different teams. We're going to be right back with more of your calls. Stay tuned. 259-9231-800.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at PrivacyLockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We are not here to scare you or fill your mind with images of terror. There's enough of that already. We are SurvivalBagsInc.com, a veteran-owned company. We specialize in survival supplies, bags, and packs. In most cases, our survival bags, loaded with emergency food, water, and supplies, ship out in 24 hours or less, and prices start as low as $60. Go to SurvivalBagsInc.com, and thank you for supporting a veteran-owned American business. SurvivalBagsInc.com. Our mission is to help you survive.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex Jones. We're taking your calls, and the number is 800-259-9231. We've been talking about a wide variety of topics. We've been talking about the Ukraine, what's going on there, the dangerous game that's being played by the State Department and the Obama regime. the brinksmanship that could bring us into a third world war. We've talked about the corruption of the FDA, the concern that they are losing the information war, the fact that they want to spy on all social networks, your comments, your observations. They want to close that loop of control. They want to know if the lines that they're feeding you, if you're really buying that, are you really accepting that? So they put out a RFP. They want someone to come up with a business model that they're going to pay them to do that, to try to move your opinion. That's right. It really is an information war. Now, we've talked about the Internet of Things. We've now got the Internet of Cops coming. Now, the Internet of Things, in case you don't remember or in case you don't know, that's the sorts of things that General Petraeus talked about, how he said your refrigerator, your appliances in your kitchen are going to be listening to you. That's where they have the competition that's going on between Cisco and IBM about creating the Internet of Things on the actual physical highway, actually turning your roads, the actual physical roads, into an information highway. You know, they came out with yet another one of these requests for proposals where they wanted a license plate database. That was the Department of Homeland Security. We reported on that, and a few days later they said, oh, never mind, we're not going to do that anymore. But at the same time, we see these articles about the competition between Cisco and IBM to actually embed the Internet on the highway, along with license plate readers, cameras that they can send to each other. And, of course, they want to monitor, guess what, your social media content. They want to know what you're talking about, just like the FDA. The government is very interested in you. You know, they just want a little bit to know a little bit about you for their files. Remember the song from Simon and Garfunkel? Now they've got the Internet of Cops coming, and this is an article from a company called motherboard.vice.com. That was their article. They said it's called FirstNet. It's pitched as a state-of-the-art communications network for paramedics, firemen, and law enforcement at the federal, state, and local level. It's going to give cops on the street unprecedented technological powers, possibly hand over even more intimate data, you can bet, about our lives to the highest ends of government and its intelligence agencies. And while the system has already been tested in a handful of states, 2014 will likely see it rolled out farther. FirstNet is what they're calling it. You know, this is, we see them doing this. We see them getting their own highly secure Internet. At the same time, they're talking about having the power to turn off our phones because they want to watch you. They think that they have the right to watch you, whether you're in public or whether you're in private. But if we videotape them, or if we talk about what they are in the middle of doing, if they're committing a crime, if they're acting illegally, they want the power to basically shut off your phone, shut off an entire area. They want to be able to see if there's a lot of traffic being uploaded from a particular area, because maybe there's a demonstration, maybe there's some kind of illegal activity going on there by the government. They want to be able to selectively shut down cell phone service to that area, Wi-Fi service to that area, because they don't want you to know. That's the information war that we're in. That's a very, very powerful thing. We see videos over and over again about the police overreacting, shooting people, beating people, killing people. It's happening on a regular basis. Why? Because people have the ability to record this now. So they want to shut that down. Let's go to one of our callers. We've got someone on the line, Jerome in Texas. You wanted to talk about a demonstration in D.C.?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, I've been watching for a long time InfoWars and Alex Jones since I lived in Los Angeles years ago. And I recently retired from Universal Studios in Hollywood, moved to Austin, Texas, because it's the only place left that I consider the true America. And I recently came upon Colonel O'Reilly's website called Operation American Spring. Have you heard of it?
Vaguely, yeah.
Well, he's trying to get millions of people to come to Washington to protest the NSA and the unfair treatment of veterans and the restoration of the Constitution of the United States to what it used to be.
Well, I think that's a very healthy thing. You know, it had a big effect. It was actually the origin of the Tea Parties when they had that demonstration in Washington on September 12th protesting the bailout, the crony capitalism that was TARP. I think our government leaders need to hear from us. They need to see us exercising our constitutional rights to petition them for redress of grievances. And we've got a lot to be aggrieved about. We're going to be right back, taking more of your calls, going over some more news. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. We're taking your calls now. Early in the show, we were talking about what's happening to Bitcoin, specifically to Mt. Gox, the largest Bitcoin exchange, and how we now see that there's $470 million missing at the current valuation of Bitcoin. Just disappeared. 750,000 Bitcoins of customers and 100,000 of their coins they claim they have lost. The largest exchange has now declared bankruptcy. And, of course, it's a question as to is this a Bitcoin issue or is this simply a Mt. Gox issue? Now, of course, Mt. Gox grew out of an exchange of game cards. It was there's a game called Magic the Gathering, and of course they grew out of that and started trading bitcoins and became the largest Bitcoin seller. And a lot of people have said this isn't a Bitcoin issue, this is a Mt. Gox issue. Nevertheless, it's affecting about 7% of the bitcoins out there. And as I said before, I have real concern personally about staying out of this because I'm not really sure how I can reliably get in and of it, get out of it. And I'm also concerned about central banks who view it as competition, maybe because this is openly, they can manipulate the value of this. Would they do it? Of course they would. They've manipulated the value of gold. They manipulate the value of everything that competes with them. I love the idea of a digital currency. I'm just not really sure about the actual details of it yet. We got someone who's called in on this. Eric in Massachusetts, you wanted to weigh in on Bitcoin. What's your take on what's going on with Bitcoin and Mt. Gox?
Hey, David. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. Great job you're doing there.
Thank you.
I just wanted to, I guess, I know Alex has had an issue with Bitcoin from the beginning as well. And, you know, years ago I put a video out with some issues I had about Bitcoin. But I think that it has so many opponents out there. You mentioned some there, the banks, the central banks, corporations, and definitely the mainstream media is kind of attacking Bitcoin. And I feel that InfoWars is kind of just reading off the headlines in a sense rather than really looking at the issue. And I think right then on the preface here, you actually hit the nail on the head by saying, is this a Bitcoin issue or is this an issue with Mt. Gox? Mm-hmm. And clearly it looks like, I mean, I could see this maybe as being a case of embezzlement. This didn't happen all at one shot. They didn't lose it all. It's been happening for a while. And it's basically because they weren't following the standard protocol for any of these digital currencies. I mean, even a credit card, you swipe it and it has to be accepted or declined. Mm-hmm. And they were allowing these transactions to happen before a single confirmation would occur, when most places would do multiple, a minimum of six confirmations would make it safe, foolproof. And they were doing these transactions prior to any confirmations. And this is where they were getting, this is where they're getting bit, because people were realizing that they had already received their Bitcoin, and without confirmations, they could rewrite the script number, change it, and that basically would be their receipt to say, hey, I never got my Bitcoins. What happened?
That's right. If you don't give a certain amount of it takes a certain amount of time to let that percolate through, to verify it essentially. And a lot of people had pointed out that Bitcoin that Mt. Gox was processing these things too quickly, allowing for something to be double charged essentially. And so maybe what this is an accumulation of that. It's hard to tell whether it's that, whether it's an attack on them. I mean, the attack, even a cyber type of attack, could be coming from governments who view it as competition. Yeah, I've seen a lot of people say that this is really a Mt. Gox program, that Bitcoin is basically solid. It'll be interesting to hear what Max Kaiser has to say about this, because he's been on the show a lot of times. He's a very big supporter of Bitcoin. I know Alex is very... doesn't feel good about it. I know that Mike Adams doesn't feel good about it. I looked at it. I really want it to work. I was just very concerned about a lot of the nuts and bolts. Did I understand it enough that I wouldn't get burned by this? How do I keep my Bitcoins locally as opposed to keeping them in an exchange that could go belly up like Mt. Gox did? Do you have any advice for anybody on that?
Oh, absolutely. There's a few ways. I mean, with Bitcoin being, having such a big digital wallet, it can be cumbersome right now to have it on your computer, but you could put it on a small little hard drive, a pocket drive. You can have it printed on a paper wallet that's hacker free. It's not even in the system, and that kind of be your cold storage. I would feel foolish if I had, my Bitcoin and that amount of Bitcoin in an exchange thinking that it was safe. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, even on your own computer, they say, there is a potential for hacking, and the NSA can do whatever they want with our computers. Of course, they could, probably encrypt anything they wanted in it.
Yes.
But you could have it offline. You don't need to keep it stored in any one way. And as far as, people wanting a digital currency, and you mentioned Max Kaiser, I understand that everyone says, I don't know if Bitcoin's the answer, but I want a digital currency. But what's happening now in the past year, a hundred ton of new digital currency, and Max Kaiser joins the boat with MaxCoin, kind of comes in and says, well, here's my cryptocurrency, check this out.
That's right. He's got his own now. Yeah, that's right. I've heard him talk very favorably about Bitcoin, but that's right. He's introduced his own one, his own digital currency, hasn't he?
He has. It's called MaxCoin. Mm-hmm. Max lost a lot of credibility with me because of that, because, he's a smart man. He made a lot of money on Bitcoin. And then he started to push one by one some different Bitcoins, which he bought into, and then he would dump them. And then he decided to make his own coin. And when you have 100 plus, you know, new coins trying to fight to be who's the next digital currency. It just makes it look like a clown show. And we need to kind of like come together and say we want a decentralized peer-to-peer currency. We got to like minimize it, you know, let's find the top 10. You know, it doesn't have to be just Bitcoin or Bitcoin at all, but to muddy the water with all of this, you know, a new coin every day, it just makes it look foolish. And people that don't understand this, the old timers, and the gold bugs, they're going to shy away from it. We need everyone who's aware of what fiat money is about to kind of come behind us so we can take control of our monetary system again.
Very good point. And, you know, it is gaining currency, so to speak, no pun intended. It's gaining currency by many different places where you can actually use the bitcoins. And I think that's really the key. As long as you've got to move in and out of currencies like the U.S. dollar, and as long as you've got to move in and out of you know, the British pound or whatever, it's still going to be a bit of a problem. If you can keep your money in bitcoins and buy goods and services with it, get paid with it, if you've got a whole ecosystem, that would be a very valuable thing. So we're going to keep looking at it. I mean, we're not throwing it under the bus yet. It's just simply amazing. And it is something that people need to be very careful about. I mean, that's really what we're talking about when we look at these issues. It's complicated. People don't understand the ins and outs of it, literally. And so it's something people have to be very careful about. But we do hope that something, whether it's Bitcoin or something else, that we see some digital currency that's going to come up and actually drive out the fiat currencies of the central banks. Thank you, Eric in Massachusetts. Let's go to Rod in France. You wanted to talk about another banking issue, the World Bank. Go ahead, Rod.
Hi, David. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
In fact, you were speaking earlier with Anthony about all of these bureaucratic organizations, you know, taking their toll on people, the EPA, the FDA, and all that. And also you got into a little bit about the World Bank. And I was wondering if anybody ever followed up on the story. You had a large part in that story of Karen Hudes, who actually got shut down by Eric Holder when she went to work. They, you know, she was exposing, she was a whistleblower, and she exposed some corruption at the World Bank, and they just threw her in handcuffs and put her in jail, and you know, that was some pretty big news. And I just wondered, has anybody followed up on that?
We haven't followed up on, we haven't interviewed her again since that interview. It's an amazing story. I mean, there's just so many different things that are happening. I want to do a follow-up with Mark Baker, Baker's Green Acres. He was the hog farmer that they just declared after decades that his pigs and other species of pigs that people were raising were now invasive species. They were feral hogs and went out and shot most of the hogs on most of the farms, but he stood up to them, and it was kind of interesting. After 3 years, after they didn't bankrupt him, he got help from his neighbors, and he got help from a legal defense association for farmers, and after 3 years of fighting them, he's still under a lot of financial pressure, but he showed up last week, and they caved. They said, all right, we're going to declare your pigs legal. We're going to give you a pass. It's kind of the same thing they did with John Corbett, the same thing the TSA did with John Corbett. They just, out of the clear blue sky, here's somebody who has sued the TSA. He's exposed that their naked scanners don't work, that they're easily defeated. And in his lawsuit, his most recent lawsuit, he was able to look at documents, and he quoted some of these documents, and of course they redacted them out. But when they published them on pacer.gov, they forgot to redact out. They didn't put the redacted version up. They put the unredacted version up. So you can see both of them. And you can see that in one of the documents he was able to look at, the FDA admitted back in 2011 that there was no, I'm sorry, not the FDA, the TSA. I get these alphabet agencies confused. The TSA admitted that there was no threat on either airplanes or airports. And this was at the same time they were threatening to make Texas a no-fly zone because we had some state legislators who had passed a law that would stop the illegal, unconstitutional handling of women, children, and men at the airport that the TSA is doing. So they knew there was no threat, and yet they threatened to shut down the entire, all the air traffic in and out of Texas. That's the real threat to our freedoms. So I'm not really sure what happened with Karen Hudes and the trial that she had with them. We have so many whistleblowers that we're looking at. And, of course, there's this whistleblower at the FDA that is now coming back into the news. that he was targeted by the FDA. They smeared and slandered him based on information that they found on his computer after he blew the whistle on GE's radiation device. This is a guy who is a respected professor. He was head of the radiology department at Yale University, and they basically tried to destroy this person personally because he came after GE. Of course, GE is one of the preferred corporations of the Obama regime. Let's go to Ed in Maryland. Ed, you had a question about banks. While we're on the topic of banks, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I went online first thing this morning, checked out the stock market. Seeing that everything was down, so I went and checked my bank account, and I couldn't log in.
What's your bank? What bank are you banking with that you couldn't log in?
It's Aberdeen Proving Grounds. It's a credit union.
Oh, okay, credit union. Uh huh.
And then I tried the telephone, the automated teller, and put in my code and whatnot to try to get through there, and it still didn't work. And of course, the banks are closed today because of the weather here.
Yeah, it brings up an important point, which, you know, it's not just Bitcoin where you can have technical issues. You can have those kind of issues with any bank, with any credit unions, even with the big ones. And it's something that everybody's very concerned about, especially when we look at them constantly pushing us into a digital currency. And that I think, is one of the weakest points of Bitcoin. It's good that it's not controlled by the central banks, but it is still a digital currency. What happens when the internet goes down, when they take the internet down? I mean, you have the problem then that you have with this online banking with a cashless society. You have that in spades. So, yeah, eventually we're going to be back to precious metals, I think, like lead and brass and food. You want to make sure that you can grow your own food, that you've got a real skill, because all of this other stuff could just be flushed down the toilet, down the memory hole at any point. And it's not just bitcoins. It's the Federal Reserve notes that you've got in your bank. Let's go to Wayne in Arizona. Wayne, you had a comment about a sheriff there.
Yeah. Some time back, I was up on my farm or ranch up in northern Arizona, and sheriff came onto my property illegally and accused me of horse wrestling. I'm a cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I said, I have no idea. And he told me that he had tracked my footprints and my horse from a place where a horse was stolen. And I informed him that I had nothing to do with it, and I didn't believe he tracked me to my property. And I told him that he couldn't track a deer on a deer farm, I told him. Well, he proceeded to search my horse's shoes. He picked up all 4 feet and searched my horse trailer for stolen saddles and started to accuse me of stealing this horse and that he could hang me. He told me about 10 times that it was a hanging offense and I could be hanged for horse stealing. And I argued with him for a few minutes, and pretty soon I just walked over to my front gate and escorted him off the property. Well, another time, sometime back, there was a cow that was a cow and calf that was shot by a hunter, I imagine, or some kids.
Was this related to the other event? Is that why you think the two of them are connected somehow? Or?
The sheriff told this rancher that they believed I shot this cow and calf.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to turn my neighbors against me. And I had to talk to this neighbor who was a pretty dangerous character.
Well, you know what that does is that really just kind of that's why it is so important for us to have due process. That is what is so scary about the fact that Obama and the Republicans are happy with things like the Indefinite Detention Act and the idea that with the war on drugs, or even what the FCC is hoping that they can do now to enact CISPA, and that is somebody accuses you of a copyright violation, or they accuse you of being a drug dealer, or they accuse you of this or that. Increasingly, what we're seeing is that the government is maintaining that if you're just merely accused by a neighbor or by someone else, they can take action as if you had your full due process and been found guilty. And that's been going on. That type of thing has been happening going all the way back to the war on drugs, where they would go in and confiscate people's property before they had their day in court, before they were found guilty, merely based on the accusations of law enforcement or based on the accusations of someone who may have had a grudge with someone. We even saw that in Washington, where we had an ex-wife accuse a man who lived in Washington of having firearms. It turns out that he just had like a spent shell, I believe, a spent shotgun shell. And now they're coming after him in Washington, D.C. because of that. Even though it's a shell that was misfired, he kept it as a souvenir. They're saying that he had a dangerous contraband weapon. This is why we all have to be concerned that the government honors what they said they would do in the Constitution. That is, give us full due process. Thank you, Wayne. Let's go to someone else in Arizona, Damien in Arizona. Damien, what did you want to talk about?
Yeah, hi. I don't know if you guys are aware, Officer Jack McLam passed away recently. I don't know if Alex talked about that.
No, I'm not sure that he did. I didn't know that.
But you're aware of Officer Jack McLam, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he just passed away. Anyway, yeah, I was listening to Ernie Hancock, another libertarian activist in Phoenix, and he was talking about it, and he attended his a funeral.
I didn't know that. I'm sorry to hear that.
I just thought, in case Alex wasn't aware, that he did. Beyond that, since you guys were talking about Bitcoin, is InfoWars dedicating some resources to covering a Texas Bitcoin conference? It's going to be pretty big, and it's pretty much who's in who. Everyone in the Liberty Movement, it's going to be in the
When is that coming up? Is that in Austin?
Yeah, it's actually in Austin. It's March 6th. Ben Swan.
All right, we'll look into that. Hang on, we're coming up to a hard break. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls. Hang on, we'll get that information.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention gun owners, it's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds, is civilian legal in all 50 states, is 100% made in the USA, is veteran owned, and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and the truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome back. back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex in this last segment. We're taking your phone calls now. Just before we went to break, we were talking to Damien in Arizona about an upcoming Bitcoin conference that's happening here in Austin. And as we were on the break, the fellows in the studio told me that Ben Swan is going to be at that conference, and he is going to be in studio with Alex on Thursday. So don't miss that. That'll be an interesting interview between Ben Swan and Alex Jones Thursday on this radio show. Now, Damien, when is that conference? I guess, is it running more than Thursday? Is it a couple of days or?
Yeah, actually, I just found out about it. It's called TexasBitcoinConference.com. It's the list of speakers and listed. It starts actually on Thursday when Ben Swan is going to be in your studio.
It should be a very interesting conference because this is a very interesting time for people as far as Bitcoin goes. And it really is, you know, your money and how you store your value, the value of your labor. Can you honestly store that? That is vital to anybody's liberty. So we all want an honest currency. We want anonymity. We want transportability. Those are things that we see disappearing from the fiat currency. So everybody is looking for something that is going to be more honest, more trustworthy than the American dollar. And, of course, that's not really that high a standard. You know, we might be able to find something out there. Let's go to – thank you, Damien. Let's go to Sean in Australia. Sean, you want to talk about medical tests?
Hello, how are you?
Doing good.
Yeah, here we got the new world order in full strike mode. We got Abbott here. I don't know if you've seen this guy, but he's like straight out of the Matrix, and they have a swab where they set up roadblocks, and it tests for 80 different substances.
Hmm. Really? So you think they're doing a... It's 80 different substances. Are they recording it into a DNA database?
Yes, and it's a trial. They're just trialing it here in Newcastle. I'm sure if enough people go with it, they'll just, you know, put it all through Australia. Hmm. And it's just out of line.
You don't sound Australian. Are you an American living in Australia?
Yes, sir. I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada, and I just wanted to tell Alex if he tries to run out of the country, it won't work because they'll follow him.
Yeah, that's the problem. It is a global new world order. It is everywhere, and that is the problem, as he's pointed out. You know, there's really nowhere to go. We have to push this back. We have to get control of this, and it's right now it's an information war, and we hope that it's not going to turn into a hot war like we see in the Ukrainian, but it is something that we're going to have to fight here, and they understand that they're losing. That's why the FDA is putting out contracts to try to monitor social networks, to try to see what people are saying about their rulings on medical devices, on drugs, on food. They understand that people are being informed about the harmful things that they're approving and essentially giving legal immunity to, and also using this to help the crony capitalists who are in bed with the Obama regime to drive out their competitors, to cover up their misdeeds. So that's something we all need to be concerned about. But you're in Australia now, and you don't think it's any better there than it is here, right?
Well, there is one thing I have to say. It's just such a beautiful country, and the people here. It's Mayberry. I live in a little suburb called Wall's End, and there's not even police here. Not even Andy and Barney with one bullet. And it is. And this is the way they're doing it. I got my first speeding ticket in the mail. What it is there's not a lot of police force, but they do have this, you know, new technology online, and they're going to, you know, will target the people they want to target.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, that's amazing. Well, thanks for calling. Let's go to Nathan in Wisconsin. He's next up on the line. Nathan, what did you want to talk about?
Oh, I just thought it was a coincidence you brought up Mike Baker of Baker's Green Acres,
mm-hmm.
And you were thinking about doing a follow-up. I think I heard him in an interview maybe about a year ago,
mm-hmm.
And I thought I'd put in the suggestion maybe might when I get a production crew up there and kind of...
It's an important test, and you know, we really appreciate him standing up for freedom, for everybody's freedom. Well, that's it for today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.